Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends this Monday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Republican Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge, also chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Very good.
I know that you're one who enjoys nice weather. You must have loved yesterday.
Well, it was a beautiful day. We got to get that lawn ready for mowing soon.
There you go. That's the one drawback, but we'll take it to bring in the nice weather. You folks are at the Capitol back from a 2-week recess. It was better characterized, as I saw somewhere today, it was a break from session, not a break from work, and you certainly were at work. Are we back at hard work on the budget now?
Well, you know, Cheryl, we never stopped. Some media sources tried to make it out like everybody was gone on vacation. It simply wasn't true. You know, certainly the budget was worked on daily, and we continue this week. The only difference this week is we're actually having sessions where we vote on bills.
And coming back in, I mean, we heard about, of course, we're all consumed with the possibility of a government shutdown at the federal level last week. There's a timeline on the state budget as well. It needs to be passed by October 1st to avoid a shutdown here. And Governor Rick Snyder is saying that we're going to get it finished on time. How is that looking from your point of view?
Oh, my goodness. Certainly we'll have it done before October 1. Now, Governor Snyder would like the budget done by June 1, and we're certainly all working together to try to make that happen. But at the latest, I see it this year, perhaps July 1, but it will not go down to the deadline in October.
What are the big sticking points that we have at this point, or is that too broad a question at this point in time?
Well, not for me. Certainly, I see a couple of sticking points. I personally don't favor taxing pensions from dollar one up. I really don't think that's appropriate. I also don't favor taking the school aid money and transferring part of it to colleges and universities. So for me, those are two areas that I have concerns with and won't be voting for. But there are many things in the budget that are good, and I, you know, applaud the governor for his hard work.
One thing that I wanted to get your opinion on, again, with a vast experience that you have in law enforcement, and again, as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, there's some new legislation that is being looked at that they're calling it kind of wipe the slate clean on certain convictions. Would be wiped clean so that folks could get a job once they've come out of prison and off probation. What are your thoughts on this bill, and perhaps you can explain it? It's
a
House bill.
Actually, I haven't seen the House bill, but actually, you know, you can wipe your slate clean right now. For certain offenses, you have an expungement. And you simply go in front of a judge and show that you haven't committed any offenses for 5 years, and you can have many things expunged from your record, clear your record. There are, however, by law, things that you can't get off. Anything that could be a life offense cannot be removed. And even a drunk driving cannot be removed. Now, that's federal law.
Do you think this is not necessary legislation, then?
Well, I would imagine, now, without seeing it, that this is probably an expansion. And I don't have any problem with an expansion. Currently, right now, you can have one thing removed from your record if you only have one offense. So, for example, say you have a felony shoplift, and you can have it removed. But if you also have a minor in possession, you know, you were 17, you got caught with a can of beer, you can't have it removed. You cannot, because you have two offenses. So I don't have any problem with a slight expansion in that area.
Okay. This one talks about, kind of in general terms, it doesn't apply to all criminals, those convicted of criminal sexual conduct or crimes punishable, as you said, by life sentence are not eligible. So I guess we'll follow this one along and see where that one goes. On Friday, you introduced or announced a plan to cut extra judges. Again, as you're always looking for ways to save the taxpayers' money. How is this going to work, or what are your thoughts behind this one?
Well, you know, every year the Michigan Supreme Court, a nonpartisan advisory, or I guess it's called the administrative section of the Supreme Court, advises the legislature on where we have too many judges, or it is possible to have an area that does not have enough judges. Now, I have watched this process for over 6 years, and usually nobody wants to cut any judges because they become political plums to hand out. However, I think now in these tough times, it's time to listen to the advice of the experts. And if the judges simply don't have enough cases, we don't need a judge. Now, the average trial judge costs taxpayers $460,000. It's $150,000 for the state, and the rest comes from local county government. So it's very expensive to have a judge. Preliminary figures I'm hearing are we have as many as 34, too many judges. And if we were to cut those positions, it would be over $15 million in savings for the taxpayers.
Well, and when you talked about political plums and it sounds like how do we get there? It almost sounds like a little bit of reapportionment with the population. So population shifts change the number of judges in an area.
Yes, you know, we've had population leave areas of the state, and I believe that in the past certain powerful politicians added judges in their area because they're political plumps to hand out. And so I think in some areas of the state, we have way too many judges. And when we get that August report, we'll be able to cut them. Now, I have a bill in cutting some open positions right now so that the governor would not appoint for judges that have retired in some areas of the state that we know are going to be on the list because they've been there for several years.
I'm going to speak with Kevin Epling, of course, with Bully Police USA, and I saw you at the Bully Side performance at the Wharton Center a couple of weeks ago. There's a hearing tomorrow regarding bullying legislation that would be Senate Bill 137. What are the plans for that hearing?
Well, that is my bill, and we're going to have a hearing tomorrow and start taking testimony. It requires every school in Michigan simply to have a bullying policy. Now, right now, many schools for some reason do not. And there's no cost to this. Certainly any principal or superintendent could sit down and write this in a short time. And I think it's reasonable to ask them to do it. We've had a number of suicides throughout the state. It's been well publicized. And I hope to have that voted out and on the Senate floor in about 2 or 3 weeks. Kevin Epling will be testifying, but not tomorrow. He's slated to come in on the 26th and testify.
And as we have discussed with Kevin before, and with you on this subject as well, this would be a tool to give support, of course, to students who are, you know, the victims of bullying, and to make sure that the parents are aware, as well as administration and schools, of what will apply, and make sure that the kids know this.
Yeah, certainly, I think that's very reasonable. Anybody that has children in school knows that periodically some children go through bullying, and it's important that both the victims and the perpetrators get some counseling from adults and get talked to and to make sure the behavior stops before it turns into a tragedy.
Very good. Well, as always, sir, I appreciate your time so much. Like you said, it was simply a break from session, not a break from work by any stretch of the imagination. Thank you for your time this evening.
Okay, have a great day.
You as well. We've been speaking with Republican Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.